Congress is expected to vote soon on another continuing resolution that would keep the government operating for three more weeks. So what sort of effect do CRs have on federal employees, especially when there are these short-term bills like the last we've seen over the past few weeks? John Palguda, the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service, joins us to enlighten us. John, it's always great having you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Amy. Always a pleasure to be here.
Okay, so Federal News Radio took an unofficial online poll, completely non-scientific, but a lot of folks who participated in this poll said that their morale at their agency is impacted by these CRs. Are you hearing that too, and does that jive with what you already know historically speaking?
Yeah, absolutely, Amy. And I don't know if the if President Obama was part of your informal poll, but I noticed that in a news conference last Friday, even he called keeping government running on these continuing resolutions irresponsible and defying common sense. So if the president's frustrated, you can imagine the average federal manager and federal employee is frustrated as well on several levels. I mean, first of all, you know, it's hard for many of them to get the job done as well as they want to do it under continuing resolution, because there's deferrals on hiring, there's the deferrals are canceling infrastructure investments, you know, the training. There was in the New York Times this morning a little rundown on what the impact was for some of the agencies, National Institutes of Health, Securities and Exchange Commission. There's a new federal prison in New Hampshire that is sitting empty because they can't afford to staff it. So federal employees are very frustrated because they want to, you know, most federal employees want to do a good job, and they're finding that it's becoming more difficult under a continuing resolution. And then you also have concerns, you know, about their own financial health. They've got a pay freeze already in place. You know, there's still the possibility if the next resolution doesn't pass, or the one after that doesn't pass, there's still the possibility of a shutdown. So yes, absolutely, it has an impact on morale, and people are being concerned about things other than getting the job done.
And let's talk about the impact on the agencies and the operations. Now, we've been seeing 2 week and three, and we may soon see a 3 week continuing resolution. And the idea is to buy a little bit of time so that they can go ahead and create a CR that lasts till the end of the year. It seems like a CR that lasts to the end of the year would actually be better. Does it really make that much of a difference this late in the game, though? You tell me.
Well, it can, Amy, and it's going to vary by agency. Keep in mind that under a continuing resolution, agencies operate at last year's funding level. Well, we had several agencies that were projected to have an increase in funding to match an increase in responsibilities or workload. You know, and that included Department of Defense and Homeland Security and Veterans Affairs, but even smaller agencies like the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, were looking to add staff and to make other investments beyond what they had in 2010, and so those are all put on hold. In the meantime, you know, the workload is not put on hold. Social Security Administration, the SSA administrator, Michael Astrew, has talked about the fact that, you know, their backlog of appeals from people who file for benefits, they're turned down and they have a right to appeal. Those appeals are being backlogged because they simply don't have the staff to do it. So, yes, even a continuing resolution for the rest of the year is going to have an impact on those agencies that were going to increase. And again, if you're at 2010 levels, you know, there's inflationary cost, the cost of goods and services that the government has to buy go up. And if you're operating at a flat level, you know, that's, you know, you're basically taking a cut in what you had the previous year. So even a continuing resolution for the rest of the year is not a great situation for most agencies.
We are talking with John Palguta, the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. So it's not over in 2011. We still have 2012 to deal with. How is that shaping up? What are you hearing? And what if this happens all over again? I mean, what are the odds that we're going to see two-week, three-week, a month, two-month-long CRs for 2012, too? This is going to make all the federal managers nuts.
You're right, Amy. It seems to be getting worse. I mean, we've gone most years with at least intermittent continuing resolutions for most agencies. Oftentimes, they have not lasted nearly as long as they have this year, and nor have they been as widespread as they are this year. And by the time they figure out what's going to happen for the rest of 2011, you're right. You know, here's 2012, and they're supposed to have appropriations approved for 2012 by October 1st. Little chance of that happening. Actually, maybe the most promising possibility long range is if we can get Congress to start thinking about two-year appropriations. And there's actually a bill that's been introduced to that effect, so that they can spend a whole year debating if they wish, but once they pass an appropriation, it's good for 2 years. And maybe that's the solution long range, because this year to year and this inability to know how much agencies actually have to spend to get the job done, as the president said, it defies common sense, and it's basically just irresponsible. Not to mention extremely frustrating for the federal employees.
What's the historical perspective? Has something like that ever happened before, where we just go year after year after year with little tiny incremental CRs or even moderately large CRs? I mean, has that happened before?
It's happened before for a few agencies, never at this scale. Never government-wide, and never, to my recollection, has it gone on this long government-wide. So it seems to be getting worse right now, and part of it is, you know, we've got just some very strong opinions in Congress, and split opinions, obviously, in terms of how government should proceed. And they're not reaching any sort of a compromise. And at some point, you know, you just got to get past that. So, again, I think we're just going to have to rethink the fundamental approach to how Congress appropriates funding for the executive branch, because what we have right now isn't working.
John Palguta is Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. Thanks so much for joining us. It's always great to have you.
Thank you, Amy. Take care.